Well, there's been widespread condemnation over the sentencing of ousted Myanmar leader Aung San Suu Kyi. She's been found guilty of inciting dissent and breaking COVID rules in the first of a series of verdicts that could see her jailed for life. Her four-year sentence was later reduced to 2 years. Shayna Bochner is a researcher with Human Rights Watch and is with us on the programme. Kia ora. Kia ora, Shayna, are you there?
Hi, Matt. Thanks for having me.
Oh, good to have you with us this morning. The situation here, firstly, the fact that she has been handed down this sentence, reduced, but nonetheless handed down this sentence. What do we take from that?
Looking at the verdict, it certainly wasn't unexpected since she was detained in February by the military, but these are completely fabricated charges that were brought forward through a sham trial in a closed-door court. There really wasn't one legitimate piece of the process from her arrest in February until now. And like you mentioned, she's still facing numerous other politically motivated charges that carry a combined sentence of over 100 years in prison. The junta is really trying to effectively disappear her for the rest of her life.
So more charges likely. What is the indication, though, that this particular sentence has been reduced?
I think it's, you know, the junta is obviously aware of the widespread condemnation and that Suu Kyi is, for the most part, the most well-known person in Myanmar. But there's really nothing to be taken from this. Changing a sentence from 4 years to two when she's still facing 100 years plus of sentences and the remaining charges means pretty much nothing.
Do we know how Aung San Suu Kyi is?
I mean, they have gagged her legal team. They closed her trial. It sounds like, will continue to be held effectively under house arrest, as she has been since February in a undisclosed corner of the capital in Naypyidaw. The junta is really trying to keep attention away from her. They have this idea that by convicting her, by trying to sort of erase her from the country's political sphere, that will have an impact on the opposition movement in the country, which is just completely untrue.
She did lose a lot of support internationally around the Rohingya crisis. So how has that sort of manifested itself in terms of support for her during this trial?
Yeah, I mean, she's certainly a complicated figure. I think what's important, while this trial and this verdict is receiving a lot of attention, is to recognize that the junta's abuses are far more than just the detention and conviction of Suu Kyi, and that this is really just a drop in the bucket when it comes to junta's abuses, and that thousands and thousands of others have been arrested and are being held on charges that are just as fabricated as the ones that Suu Kyi faces. So the fact that, you know, she was an extremely disappointing figure when it came to the atrocities against the Rohingya should not sort of outweigh the fact that the junta is arbitrarily detaining thousands across the country.
Appreciate your time this morning. That is Shayna Bochner from Human Rights Watch.